When you think of English literature, do you think of pop songs played on an accordion in the middle of a park? When you think of Geoffrey Chaucer's Canterbury Tales, do you think of bloodthirsty mercenaries, pot-smoking bohemians, and murderous punk rockers? You do? Perfect!
Isuzu Productions is proud to present The Road to Canterbury, a modern bastardization of the Canterbury Tales. Check out the show August 7th to 21st at 7 p.m., playing in the great outdoors at Queen Elizabeth Park. For more information, check out isuzu.org.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon.
Ah. What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! Noise! Yeah! Noise! Noise!
And good afternoon, good morning. It's 11:38 in the AM. A little bit of a late start to the show today. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is A Noise. Luke Mead, your host. Sorry for the late start. If you are thinking of driving on 2nd Avenue between Main Street and Cambie, I highly recommend instead stick your hand in a vise and slowly tighten it. That would be much more pleasurable than having to deal with the construction that is existing right now. Damn, this city is going to be really nice once it's built. And once it's built, it's going to be like your grandmother's living room where you're just allowed to look at it and not touch or live in it whatsoever, as far as I'm concerned. We're going to move. I'm going to calm down a little bit and play a bit of Drone to start off the show. Lots of good stuff coming up in the next hour and a half or in a bit. The new issue of Music Works magazine is out, issue 104, featuring mostly turntablists and stuff. So we'll be hearing a lot of off that compilation and stuff. We're going to start off with the master, Keiji Hino. His album on Alienate Records a few years back, I think it's about 2002, Abandon All Words at a Stroke So That Prayer Can Come Spilling Out. This double CD includes two recordings by Hino focusing on the hurdy-gurdy and the wave drum. And they are the soundtrack, like the soundtracks to Dark Rituals, spiritually heavy and exhibiting an emotion which is very dark and sad. Periods of mourning occasionally interrupted with moments of rage. We're going to listen to CD 1. This is Keiji Hino, Abandon All Words at a Stroke So That Prayer Can Come Spilling Out.
Thank you.
August 13th to 23rd, satisfy your cravings. With spicy films and sizzling parties at the 21st Vancouver Queer Film Festival. Tickets available at queerfilmfestival.ca.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is A Noise. Luke Mead here, your host. You just heard for the last 23 minutes or so, KG Hino on the hurdy-gurdy there. Abandon all words at a stroke so that prayer can come spilling out. An amazing double CD package released on Alienate Records out of our very own Montreal, Canada. Great, great drone stuff there. We're going to get into some noisier territory here. Lots of brand new stuff on playlist. I loved these guys' first album, and they do not fail with their sophomore release. The album is called Hope Freaks. The band is called Pre.
Yeah.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was something brand new by Pterodactyl from Brooklyn on Bra Records, better known as the great label that was started by the fantastic folks in Oneida. And yeah, great stuff. World Wild is the name of the track there. They were just in town a couple of weeks ago. They played at the Honey Lounge and kind of a weird bill. They threw a bunch of different bands on it and they kind of just got shoved in there. And it was good though. It was really, really interesting kind of seeing them, how they worked and stuff. But, you know, it's pretty cool when, Vancouver kind of gets together, shows off some of its talent and then brings in someone from outside to, kind of bring it all together. Cool stuff. Pterodactyl there. Before that, two tracks by two new artists, new releases on Skin Graft Records. We started you off there with Pre from London, UK, making a big name for themselves in a lot of the smaller underground kind of art loft scene and stuff like that, known for their live shows being totally intense and freaky. Their second release, Hope Freaks on the Streets Now, comes in, clocks in less than 20 minutes, just like their last album. Good, short, tight bits of spaz rock. Kind of reminds me of like old Melt Banana and stuff like that. Check it out if you're into that kind of stuff. And then we had something new by someone I'm not familiar with, but I like the record already. Gay Beast, the name of the band is, and name of the track is Second Wave. No song titles given there, but some really, really, really good damage. We're going to move into some Calgarian stuff. Something that's been doing really well with us here at CITR, Extra Happy Ghost. It is a side project from a few kids in Hot Little Rocket. But the first thing that got my attention was the fantastic song titles and album titles that these guys come up with. Extra Happy Ghost's debut album is entitled How the Beach Boys Sound to Those with No Feelings. Definitely gets my vote for title of the year. And this is a great little track called Hot Time, Sartre in the City. We'll be right back.
am troubled by shapeless fears. Who can live in the modern world without catching his share of them? I hope I've landed on my feet this time.
Need a place to rent? Have a place for rent? AMS Rents Line can help. AMS Rents Line is an easy-to-operate, touch-tone, and web-based system that connects thousands of landlords with UBC students looking for off-campus housing. UBC students can search the ads for free or place a two-week posting for $5. To view current listings, visit www.amsrentsline.com.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, 1218 in the PM. You're listening to A Noise here, CITR. Luke Meat. And we're going to move into, well, what did you hear there? First of all, Extra Happy Ghost from Calgary, Alberta. Great, great. Kind of, it's just lo-fi, all over the place, kookiness. How the Beach Boys sound to those with no feelings. Great stuff. And a track called Hot Time, Sartre in the City. And then after that, something brand new by Chad Van Galen, but he's going under a nom de plume. Black Mold is the name of his project. Snow Blindness is Crystal Ants is the name of the album. And it's just him goofing around with an entire plethora of a whole bunch of different synthesizers, old analog keyboards and the like. Pretty cool stuff. And you heard a track called Mems on there. Check that out on Flemish Eye Records if you're a fan of all things Chad. We're going to move into the new Music Works magazine. Music Works, fantastic publication, comes out four times a year out of our very own country. And if you're into any kind of, as they call it, explorations in sound, it sometimes gets pigeonholed as just an electroacoustic magazine, but I think they've been branching out quite a bit. The writing is always spectacular, and it comes with a CD too, so you can't go wrong there. And it's only $6. Look at that. Okay. One cool thing, the cover of Music Works this period is a project called The Valerie Project. And what The Valerie Project is, it's a collection of Philadelphia musicians who have rewritten the soundtrack to the Czech New Wave film Valerie and Her Week of Wonders. Now, if you haven't seen this movie, go to your nearest video store, well, independent video store, please, because they're the only ones that are going to have it. Check it out. It's one of the more phenomenal films I've ever seen, and I've seen a bunch, I'll tell you that. And now, they don't take on the original soundtrack, which, by the way, is absolutely beautiful. Lubos Fischer, Pfizer, excuse me. But they do show the movie while they play live and come up with their own interpretations of the background score for this film. So we will hear something from The Valerie Project. We will hear something from Lubos Fischer, the original composer of Valerie and Her Week of Wonders. And then we'll hear a track by the fantastic Broadcast, who did their own kind of tip of the hat to the film Valerie and Her Week of Wonders. So, without any further ado, here is The Valerie Project on CITR.
Thank you. electric prunes for Vox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah-Wah pedal. Let the electric prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the Wah-Wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that Vox Wah-Wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds are all using the Vox Wah-Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah-Wah pedal at your Vox dealer now.
As demonstrated on Rumbletone Radio Agogo, third Wednesdays from 3 till 5 p.m. here on CITR.
Yes, indeedy. Frank Rumbletone in the house at 3 o'clock. And caller, are you there?
I am there, and thank you very much, Mr. Luke Mead, for playing the Rumbletone Radio Agogo promo.
Well, tell people
on today's program is going to be a very, very special Rumbletone Radio Agogo. I'm playing different excerpts from different cartoons out of the 60s. It's going to be a very cartoon-based show this afternoon on CITR.
Oh, man, do you have any adamant?
I am going to be playing some Adamant, and I'm going to be playing some very, very, very early Adam and the Ants that actually sounds very garagey.
Nice. Okay, that's, so you're tying it all in then, basically.
That sounds
fantastic, man. Stay tuned, 3 o'clock.
You got it. Thanks for the promo.
No problem, man. See you in a bit.
Enjoy your show. Bye.
Anyways, yes, indeedy. Frank Rumbletone here at 3 o'clock. Stay tuned. At 1 o'clock, we have the Green Majority, hosted by CIUT, your only source of environmental information, conservation information. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. 3 o'clock, like I said there, and like Frank said, Rumbletone Radio, go, go. Rumbletone Radio, it sounds fantastic, till 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock is the Arts Report with a lovely Tracy Fuller. 6 o'clock, Audio Text with Julie. 6:30 this week, I believe, is the Canadian Way. All Canadian content all the time. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val. 10 o'clock, Sexy in Van City with Caroline. And then 11 o'clock, pretty much the greatest thing in radio, Hans Klaus with Hans Klaus's Radio Hour. What we just focused on was music from, or inspired by, the amazing Czech new wave film Valerie and Her Week of Wonders, originally produced in 1970. We heard the Valerie Project there, a cornucopia of hipster musicians out of Philadelphia. Too many to mention here, but all from different bands getting together and paying their tribute to this wonderful, wonderful film. After that, we heard Lubos Fizer, who was the composer of the Valerie and Her Week of Wonders soundtrack, and the Magic Yard you heard there, and then Broadcast, no strangers to film soundtracks at all, a track entitled Valerie, and Broadcast actually did the liner notes for the reissue of the soundtrack that Lubos Fizer did back in 1970. Seriously, check it out. Valerie and Her Week of Wonders, it's a freaky film. Pretty amazing. It'll leave you speechless at times. Actually, most Czech cinema has done that to me. New wave cinema, at least. That kind of thing. Be sure to check it out. Anyways, we're going to move on here. I don't play these guys hardly enough. The two-piece from Switzerland, better known as Voice Crack. These are guys that invent their own noise instruments that react to light. It's kind of an opposite of a theremin. Instead of movement, their noise, their instruments react to light. So they play in complete darkness with a bunch of flashlights and strobe lights and stuff like that. And they wave the lights over their instruments and they create a lovely cacophony that you will hear right now.
Connect is a brand new service that offers a variety of ways for you to get connected to your campus, your city, and your world. We provide online listings of local volunteer opportunities and internship placements that allow you to gain valuable job experience and explore your passions outside of the classroom. The Connect office also facilitates volunteer placements abroad. Do stuff, get involved. For more information, call 604-822-9268, or you can go to their website at www.ams.ubc.ca/vex.
Yes, indeed. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We're just about wrapping up the show here. The show is A Noise. The host is Luke Meat. And we are going to finish the show like we always do, something off of the infamous Nurse with Wound list. Today, something, a band that I do play quite frequently, actually, but I'm just in the mood. I heard this morning coming into work, and it really, really cheered me up for some reason. It's just a funny, stupid track, and it's The Residents off of a very, very early recording of theirs. The much intentionally offensive Third Reich and Roll album, which album cover showed Dick Clark in a Nazi uniform. Yes, Residents never afraid to offend or attract attention to themselves. Yes, indeedy. This is Side One. We'll be back to talk to you at the top of the hour. This is Swastikas on Parade.
Thank you. What have you been asked for?
And that just concludes another edition of A Noise. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for the Green Majority. This is Luke Meat signing off, saying if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
Toronto, it's time for your weekly dose of conservation information here on Canada's first environmental news hour. This week, a special change of pace. We have one of our regular feature contributors, Peter Stock, who will be sitting in as host and producer for today's episode. And you can look forward to some of your favorite cast members sitting in to take over on the chair of the Green Majority over the next month or two. I will now pass things over to Peter Stock.
Thank you, Jordan.